We're going to do that because I believe in leadership by example. And if my people have sacrificed, their leader's going to be sacrificed. So I set the stage. The role of the president is, aside from everything else that he's got to do, at the end of the day, he's the number one fundraiser. I recognize that. Every president of every college and university in the country recognizes it. So I'm going to be out raising funds.
You're just coming into this position. You don't know all the details, but do you expect anything on the level of cutting programs, cutting faculty, anything like that to come?
No. I think that the necessary steps have been taken. The budget this year will be balanced. We'll be going into the next year in the black. And I think that if there was ever a time for people to consider a college, this is the time because we are on the way up.
You were a Marine commandant. You worked in finance both in the U.S. and in Europe. We think of the military as being, you know, fairly top-down, business maybe less so. How will you deal with the very constituencies of higher education? You have faculty, you have students, you have families, parents, mm-hmm. alumni, donors. The list just kind of goes on and on.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Unfortunately, particularly the image of the Marine Corps is taken from Jack Nicholson in the movie A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise and Demi Moore. That's not how the military operates. You cannot expect young men and women to sacrifice their life with just somebody given an order. There's absolute communications. There's back and forth. It is as much a shared governance as you would find at a college. The difference is, at the end of the day, one person makes a decision, and that one person is held accountable. In business and industry, there's always a CEO, but there are other areas that always kind of worm their way in. The idea that you can't have somebody go from the military to an academic environment just makes no sense to me.
How do you see your role at Birmingham Southern College? I mean, someone reading the headlines could look at this and say, well, here's the guy that's going to come in, clean up the finances, and move on. How do you see your role in that regard?
Well, I absolutely see my role as the leader of a great institution. So leading an institution, you've got to give them a vision. You've got to give them a plan. You've got to give them resources. All of those things have to, for the most part, emanate from the top, supported by people who build that plan with you. They also are looking for just somebody that is out and about, and a leadership by walking about. I spend a lot of time with the students. I spend a lot of time with the faculty. I mean, just this past weekend, we ate in the cafe. We went to the lacrosse game. We walked the campus. I wasn't even the president, but that's just how my wife and I operate. The college has gone through a pretty tough 8 months, and they need some wins, and they're going to get wins. And I mean that sincerely. We're not steering by the stars. I mean, we are steering by the stars. We're not steering by the wake. What happened, happened. My role right now is to move us forward.
So what do you consider success in your tenure as president?
I would define success just like you and I would define it in our families. A balanced budget, an increasing student body, both in number and in caliber, a faculty that's thriving, that's having the opportunity to do research, not only on their own, but more importantly, with the students, a staff that is hitting on all cylinders, that is happy, and a community called Birmingham in the state of Alabama that feels that this is their school too.